So thinking about this course, huh? Applying the hero's journey in everyday life. Sounds like a good choice from what I've seen. I've been looking over the syllabus and...
It's really something.
It's not your typical personal growth course, I'll say that.
Yeah, I think what makes this course so unique is that it's not just about like analyzing myths.
Right.
It's really about using those ancient stories as like a roadmap, a guide to unlock your potential.
I like that. A guide, yeah.
Yeah, like a decoder ring.
Yeah. Okay, so let's break this down a little bit. Yeah. The syllabus talks about calls to adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that concept in a movie.
Sure.
Like in Star Wars.
Yeah.
But how does that apply to like my life, my Tuesday afternoon?
Yeah. That's a great question. And I think the thing about those calls is that they can be so subtle. They can be like whispers at first almost.
Yeah.
And it could be anything from just that nagging feeling that you're meant for something more or a chance encounter with someone that sparks a new interest in you. Or even a challenge that just kind of arises in your life and pushes you outside that comfort zone.
Yeah.
And the key here is to recognize these moments not as just random events,
right,
but as opportunities for growth.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the syllabus uses the example of a new job offer.
Right.
That's a great example of like a call to adventure.
Yeah.
Right? It's exciting, but it's also kind of terrifying.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's that blend of excitement and a little bit of fear.
Right.
That often signals to us that, okay, this is something I should pay attention to.
Yeah, you're on the right track.
You're on the right track.
Exactly. So how do we figure that out? How do we decipher these calls?
Well, that's one of the things that the course really delves into are those practical strategies for actually kind of deciphering these calls. You know, it goes beyond just your typical pros and cons list.
Right.
And one of the things that it teaches you how to do is to tap into your intuition.
Interesting.
Through things like visualization techniques. So imagine for a moment that you've made a choice, whatever that choice may be.
Okay.
And just kind of sit with that for a moment. How does that feel?
Yeah.
That future, yes. What does it feel like? And just notice that emotional response.
Interesting.
That can be so revealing.
Yeah, so it's not just about logic. It's about...
Exactly.
Like the feeling, yeah. Too.
It's about aligning your actions with that deeper self, with your intuition.
Aligning with yourself.
Yeah.
I like that. So that's where setting intentions comes in, right?
Exactly. And the course emphasizes this idea of having a clear why, a deeper purpose behind your actions.
Mm-hmm.
And this gives you the fuel to really persevere when those inevitable challenges arise.
Well, and speaking of challenges, the syllabus mentions threshold guardians.
Ooh.
Now we're getting a little mythical here.
Yeah.
So explain this to me.
So imagine you've identified your call to adventure.
Okay.
And you've decided, okay, I'm going to take action on this. And suddenly these doubts start creeping in.
Yeah.
Maybe friends and family express some skepticism. Maybe resources seem to dry up.
Hmm.
These are what the course refers to as threshold guardians. These internal and external obstacles that really test our commitment to the journey.
So is it like the universe is saying, okay, you say you want this, but do you really want this?
It's almost like a test, right?
Yeah, test.
Like, okay, let's see how badly you really want this.
So how do we overcome these guardians?
So the course provides a number of different tools for actually recognizing and overcoming these guardians.
Okay.
And one of them that I find particularly useful is called cognitive reframing.
Interesting.
And it's essentially about taking those negative thoughts that come up, the... Mm-hmm. I'm not good enough. This is too hard.
Yeah.
And consciously choosing to reframe them.
Okay.
So, for example, instead of saying, I'm not qualified for this, you might shift that to, this is a great opportunity for me to learn and grow.
I like that. Yeah. So it's about shifting your perspective.
Exactly.
So it's not, I can't. It's, I can.
Exactly.
But let's be realistic. Sometimes challenges are overwhelming.
Oh, absolutely.
How does the course address that?
Well, one of the things that that I think the course does really well is break down those big intimidating goals into smaller, more manageable steps.
Okay.
And it's about really creating a series of these smaller, achievable milestones.
Right.
And this does two things. One, it builds momentum. And two, it prevents us from feeling paralyzed by that overwhelm.
Yeah. So it's like instead of trying to climb Mount Everest in one day.
Right.
You focus on base camp.
Exactly. One step at a time.
One step at a time.
And you celebrate each one of those little wins.
The small wins.
Because they build on each other.
Yeah. It's encouraging.
It is.
Keeps you motivated.
And remember, even the most legendary heroes had help along the way.
Oh, for sure.
And the course really emphasizes that having a supportive network, friends, mentors, even online communities,
mm-hmm.
is essential for navigating your journey.
So true. It takes a village, as they say.
It does.
And, you know, this is where things are getting really interesting for me. The syllabus mentions reframing challenges as growth opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tease us with an example of what that might look like in a real life situation?
Sure. So let's say you experience a setback at work.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't get that promotion that you were hoping for.
Yeah.
And instead of seeing this as a failure,
right,
the course encourages you to ask, what can I learn from this experience?
Mm-hmm.
What new skills can I develop to better position myself for future opportunities?
Okay.
So it's about looking for the opportunity within the challenge.
I see. So it's not about dwelling on the disappointment.
Yeah.
It's about how can I use this to learn and grow?
Exactly. It's about finding those seeds of growth even within those challenges.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's a different way of looking at things.
It is. And the course is filled with these different ways of looking at things.
Okay.
It's about providing these practical tools for finding the opportunities.
Wonderful. Well, I really appreciate how this course is weaving together like the psychological and practical aspects of personal growth.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about positive thinking.
Right.
It's about developing those inner resources.
Absolutely.
That
yeah.
we need to really navigate.
Right.
All the inevitable ups and downs of life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a good stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
We'll be right back after a short break.
You know, and this leads to one of the most intriguing aspects of the course for me, this idea of mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about seeking guidance from external mentors,
right,
like teachers or friends or inspiring figures, although that's certainly valuable.
Right.
But it's also about cultivating our own inner mentor.
Ooh, I like that. Now, this inner mentor concept is really resonating with me. But how do you actually access that inner wisdom?
Well, the course provides a variety of different techniques for doing this, including things like mindfulness practices.
Okay.
Journaling prompts, things that are really designed to help you connect with that intuition. It's about tapping into that quiet voice within
mm-hmm.
that often knows the way forward, even when our mind is full of a lot of doubts.
Yeah. It's like that saying, the answers are within you.
Exactly.
I love that the course encourages that, developing self-trust and listening to that inner compass.
Yeah, I think it's so important. And I think, you know, speaking of strength,
okay,
the course doesn't shy away from the fact that every hero's journey involves trials and tribulations.
Right.
But it reframes those challenges as opportunities
right.
to develop resilience and to discover those hidden strengths that we all have.
Yeah, so it's not about avoiding challenges. It's about seeing them as crucibles.
Exactly.
Where we can kind of forge our character
mm-hmm.
and really develop our true potential.
Absolutely. The course uses a lot of real-life examples, too, to show how common challenges from learning new skills at work to navigating difficult relationships
mm-hmm.
can be reframed as these growth opportunities. Mm-hmm. It's alchemy,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's turning that lead into gold.
Turning lead into gold. It is.
I'm really appreciating how this course weaves together these psychological and practical aspects of personal growth.
Yeah.
It's not just about positive thinking.
It's about embodiment.
Yes.
Right? It's one thing to think positively. It's another thing to actually embody
it.
Those qualities.
Yeah.
And this course really helps you to bridge that gap.
It provides that bridge. I like that. Well, you know, of course, after all those trials and tribulations,
yeah,
there's the reward, the boon.
Ah, yes, the boon.
As the course refers to it.
Right.
And this isn't always something tangible, like
right.
a promotion or a trophy.
It can be.
It's something deeper, right?
Yeah, it can be a newfound sense of confidence, a deeper understanding of yourself, a stronger connection to your purpose.
So it's about recognizing the value of the journey itself.
Exactly.
Regardless of the outcome.
The journey is the reward.
The journey is the reward. I like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the course encourages you to really integrate these achievements, these boons into your life.
Right.
To kind of let them shape your future choices.
Right.
And reinforce that sense of self.
Yeah. I think that's so important because, you know, we can go through these experiences.
Right.
But if we don't take the time to really integrate them.
Yeah.
They're not going to have that lasting impact.
Right. It's just another experience that we've had.
Exactly.
And we haven't really taken anything from it.
We haven't integrated it. We haven't learned from it.
Yeah. This is all sounding incredibly empowering.
It is.
But I'm also curious about the structure of the course.
Mm-hmm.
What does it actually involve?
That's a great question. And, you know, without giving away too much of the magic.
Of course. course.
I can tell you that it goes beyond just lectures and theory.
Okay.
It incorporates interactive exercises, guided meditations, journal prompts.
Okay.
A lot of real life examples.
So it's not passive learning.
Not
You're actively engaged.
It's about embodiment.
Yes.
Right.
I love that metaphor.
Yeah.
It's like taking those threads of ancient wisdom and weaving them into this tapestry that reflects your own unique journey.
And you know what's really intriguing is that the course emphasizes that this isn't just about personal growth in isolation.
Okay.
It's about using our experiences to really make a positive impact on the world around us.
So it's not just about climbing the mountain yourself.
Right.
It's about reaching back and helping others along the way.
Absolutely. And the course offers really specific suggestions for how to do this.
Oh, good.
From mentoring colleagues to volunteering our time to even just being a more supportive friend or family member.
Right.
It's about taking those lessons that we've learned on our own journeys and using them to help uplift others.
It's like the hero returning from their adventure with all this newfound wisdom.
Exactly.
And using it to heal the community.
Exactly. And the course also highlights the importance of finding our tribe.
Okay.
Connecting with communities that align with our values and our interests.
Yes.
It's about recognizing that we're all in this together.
Yeah.
And that by supporting each other, we can create a ripple effect of positive change.
That's beautiful. And that kind of leads to one of the most important takeaways from the course.
Yes.
The hero's journey isn't a one-time event.
Exactly.
It's a cycle that repeats throughout life.
It is.
Every new challenge, every opportunity for growth.
Mm-hmm.
It's just another turn of that cycle.
It's like those video games
yeah.
where you defeat a boss and you level up.
Yes.
You gain experience and you become stronger.
I love that analogy.
With each challenge you overcome.
So it's not about reaching some final destination.
Right.
It's about embracing the journey.
The journey itself.
With all its twists and turns.
All the ups and downs.
The triumphs, the setbacks.
Yeah, embrace it all.
And this course gives us a roadmap and the toolkit.
It does.
And navigate that journey.
With intention, with courage, and a deep sense of purpose.
I have to say, this deep dive has really piqued my interest in this course. I'm starting to see how the Hero's Journey framework can really be applied to so many different aspects of life.
And remember, we've only just scratched the surface here.
Right.
The course goes into these concepts in much greater depth.
Yeah.
It provides really specific techniques and exercises to help you personalize this journey.
Right.
And make it your own.
So we've given you a little taste.
A little taste.
But the real exploration begins when you step into the course.
Absolutely. When you embark on that journey for yourself.
Yeah, and I love that one of the things that really stood out to me about the course is the emphasis on really integrating these teachings into your daily life.
Yeah.
It's not about acquiring knowledge.
It's about embodying it.
It's about embodying it.
Mm-hmm.
Making it a lived experience.
Living the hero's journey.
So it's not about reading the hero's tale. It's about writing your own.
I love that. That's beautiful.
So well put.
I love that.
It really feels like this goes beyond, you know, your typical self-improvement stuff.
Yeah.
It's almost like a philosophy of living, you know. Embracing those challenges.
Yeah.
Stepping into your power. Using your journey to contribute to something larger than yourself.
I think what's so compelling about it is that it really recognizes that unique hero within each of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about conforming to a specific mold or following some predetermined path.
Right.
It's about uncovering that authentic self.
Right.
And expressing that in the world.
So for one person, their hero's journey might be you're launching a business that aligns with their values.
Exactly.
And for someone else, it could be about mending a broken relationship.
Right.
Or finally pursuing that creative passion that's been simmering on the back burner.
Exactly. The course provides that framework and the tools to support you no matter what form your unique journey takes.
So it's like having that wise and experienced guide by your side.
Yes.
Helping you navigate those inevitable obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrating those victories.
Yes.
Integrating those lessons learned along the way.
It's like those classic myths where the hero sets out on a quest.
Yes. And encounters all those mentors.
The magical helpers.
And magical helpers along the way.
Yeah.
And this course offers that same kind of guidance and support, but it's grounded in modern day life.
Right.
And tailored to your individual needs.
Yeah, you know, connecting this to the bigger picture.
Yeah.
I think this course is tapping into something really profound.
I agree.
It's about awakening that inherent potential
yeah.
that's within each of us. You know, that capacity for courage, for resilience, for growth.
Absolutely.
And it's a reminder that We all have a hero's journey to undertake.
Yes.
And it's never too late to begin.
Never too late.
And it's not just about those grand life-altering adventures.
Right.
It's about finding the heroic within the everyday. Mm-hmm. Those small acts of courage.
The little moments.
The moments of resilience. Yeah. The relationships that we nurture.
It's about infusing our everyday experiences mm-hmm. with intention, with purpose, and a sense of adventure. So for anyone listening who's considering taking this course, if you're feeling that call to adventure,
yeah.
if you're ready to step into your power,
yeah.
create a life that truly reflects who you are,
mm-hmm.
this course could be the perfect guide for you.
It's an invitation to embark on that journey of self-discovery, to face your fears,
yeah.
embrace your strengths, mm-hmm. and ultimately become the hero of your own life.
Beautifully said.
And remember, the journey doesn't end when the course is over.
Right.
The real adventure begins when you take those lessons.
Yeah.
And weave them into that ongoing story of your life.
Well, on that note, we'll wrap up our deep dive into applying the hero's journey in everyday life.
Great conversation.
It's clear that this course offers a powerful framework for personal growth.
Yes.
A compelling invitation to create a life filled with meaning, purpose, and adventure.
Absolutely.
So go forth, embrace the challenge, and write a story worth telling.
I love it.